Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Jewel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a romance author, and I've only been doing this since, 2013 I started writing. I published in 2014. I was a dental hygienist for 10 years when I got out of school. I owned my own retail store, like I had eco-living products and stuff. For another 5 years, I've raised two children, working on the third one. My youngest is going to be 14 here soon. I have a dog, a wonderful husband. I live in Iowa. And other than that, I'm pretty boring outside of my books.
I love this. No worries. Your books are amazing. So when is right to start writing romance? Like, what led you to do that journey?
I would say boredom. No, kind of, honestly. Yeah, like I said, it done the dental hygiene thing. I had decided to stay at home with my kids for a while. I even homeschooled them for a while. I did the retail store thing with my mom more out of kind of like a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I started just getting back into reading. Like I read when I was younger, and then I think you just go through periods in your life where you're doing a lot of other things with not a lot of time to read. So when I got back into reading, and my best friend did as well at the same time, she's the one who initially was like, you know, you should write. Cause I've always loved writing, like when I was younger, but the sad part is I'm like, nobody makes money off of writing. It's not, I can't really probably have this career because I didn't know enough about indie publishing. It felt like, you know, the large publishing houses were the gateway to ever having that dream or whatever. And so when I dug in a little deeper to indie publishing and Amazon and all of that, I thought, what the heck? Why don't I try to write a book? I had never written an actual novel. So I'd written short stories and things like that back in school, you know, for fun and enjoyment. So I just sat down with my computer. I don't outline, I don't plot very far ahead. I get a small idea. I grab some character names pretty much out of the air and I write. And what I found is it's very inspiring for me to write. It's very therapeutic for me to write. And that's why I don't plot or make outlines, because I have to write in the moment and I can't plan what I'm going to feel for the next 3 days, 3 months, whatever. So I'm the pantser for sure.
I love this. And you have a backlist. I think your books are emotional, angsty, just kind of like just takes you on a journey. So based on your backlist, where should our readers start? Like, or give us a taste of like, if you like this, then you should try this. If you like that, this is my popular one, you know, a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do kind of write a little bit all over the place within the romance genre. And I've even been dipping my toe here into women's fiction. So if you just like that angsty stuff, you definitely can start with, I have the Transcend Duet, which is now kind of a series. There are three books. The third one's a standalone, but kind of a spinoff. So the first two would be Transcend and Epic, or Epoch, depending on how people want to pronounce that. And then there is Fortuity, which is a spinoff, and it's pretty angsty. I think it's a great, it really gives you a feel for my writing. It's not too intense, like thriller, but it's like, it definitely gives you a taste of my writing. So there's that. For those who want super angst, epic stories, my favorite that I've written is my Jack and Jill series. It's End of Day, Middle of Night, Dawn of Forever. It has different spinoffs, which would include one, which is a standalone, but also a spinoff. Look the Part was my bestseller until just recently with the Fisherman series. So Look the Part did really well. Again, it's a slight spinoff from one. Out of Love is suspense and epic romance, all part of my Jack and Jill series. So I love it when people actually who haven't read me at all jump into all of those books, but do them in order. Like the spinoffs will give you spoilers a little bit, but I tell people like with spoilers to don't actually look at it. It's like, it's not worth reading this book. Think of how many people rewatch a movie or even reread certain books because they like the feeling of the journey. I think anybody who maybe read Out of Love but hadn't read Jack and Jill series, the trilogy, would still love the Jack and Jill series because you kind of know in some parts what's going to happen, but you have no idea how they get there. Mm-hmm. I have rom-com. Oh my gosh. So I have Undeniably Used, a rom-com. I have Perfectly Adequate, which has a main character who is on the autism spectrum, Dorothy. That is a rom-com. Naked Love is a rom-com. I write Darker Suspense, my life series, The Life That Mattered, The Life You Stole. Those who just want that sweet contemporary romance, you could start with A Place Without You, When Life Happened. I've done a little women's fiction. Not what I expected was what my first true women's fiction that still is romance as well, about a year ago now. And then I wrote For Lucy is in the first book I published this year, which is women's fiction told from a male point of view. And it's still a love story, but it's probably the deepest story I've told. And it has a little bit more of a difficult subject matter, but I had so many people love it. And I'm very proud of that work. And then I have my Fisherman series. I have other books. I haven't named them all, but I just like dropped randomly.
I love this. I love the series. I love the fact you give us a taste of a little bit of everything. So whatever your taste is, your recommendation, you know where to start. So right. Now let's chat about the Fisherman series. The Naked Fisherman, The Lost Fisherman. Tell us all about it and why we should pick up.
It is pretty much, I guess, like, in a quick way of saying it, it's an age gap romance between a young conservative Christian woman. She's 18 and her mother's crude landlord who ends up being her boss. And I mean, that's kind of, yeah, the quick explanation of it, but it's the two books, it's all one story. It's the female character probably is my favorite character arc that I have done so far, as far as where she starts out very young and naive to where she ends by the end of the second book. And there's some time that goes by and there's a very unexpected plot twist that happens pretty quickly in the second book. And it brings about a whole new feel, but I've actually been shocked as to how much readers have loved this story because it's more new adult romance and they don't write a lot of new adult, but I had so many people, both younger in their 20s and people even 30s, 40s, 50s that messaged me and said, I am Reese. I had that life. That was me. Oh my gosh. It's like you wrote my thoughts. And that was so unexpected.
I love this. Yeah. It's getting a lot of buzz. so I'm excited. You know, I think it's finding new readers. Like they're discovering the Fisherman series and they're like diving into the backlist of Juliet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's exciting. That's the magic of it, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, again, I didn't see this coming. I didn't. I'm like, well, here you go.
Yeah. You know, but that's sometimes that's the magical things that happen. It's just like you put the work out there and you gotta like let it just snowball, you know?
Yeah. And you don't always know what's going to touch a reader. Or like I said, I did not imagine quite so many people feeling so deeply connected to Reese in this one, where then you know how you can actually set out to write a book that you think is going to touch readers and they're like, eh, it's fine. And you're like, what do you mean? Yeah. That was deep stuff.
Yes. Oh gosh. All right. So let's chat some book recommendations. Do you have any books you recommend for listeners to pick up?
Oh gosh. The sad part about me for recommending books is I read a fraction of what I used to. So I don't ever have really these recent, I'm not always jumping on what is the newest thing to come out. And I've always read all over the place. So I've gone through in the past year or so, a binge reading of Jodi Picoult books. She wrote years ago, My Sister's Keeper. House Rules is amazing. 19 Minutes is about a school shooting. I know it sounds amazing, right? But it actually, I love writing books that really challenge me emotionally, but also challenge me on maybe views I've had about things in life. And Jodi Picoult is so, she's profound with how she tells this storyline and really makes you think. I've been enjoying Lisa Jewell books. I think the last one I read was Then She Was Gone. Gosh, years ago, I went through every single Dan Brown book. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have, I read a lot outside of the romance genre because I think it helps me as a better writer. Like, what if all of these stories that are outside of the genre, the romance genre, had a love story woven in them? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I enjoy doing. It's like, I want a really solid storyline and then let's add the romance into it, because I like to have a multifaceted book. So, but romance wise, guys, you know, I always tell people about Ali Martinez. I love her writing. Her duet, Written With You, Written With Regret, is one of my favorite duets. Again, she like shocks you at the beginning of this series and you're like, I can't believe this is a romance that's going to happen. And it's so twisted and wicked. And so I definitely recommend her books. I'm just, you know, I read Colleen Hoover books and I relate probably on a writing style way to Colleen Hoover, especially because she writes all over the place. Like, mm-hmm. she puts out these sweet, relatable books and then she throws out Verity. And I love that because I can write that sweet, relatable book. And then like my life series comes out and people are going, whoa, what was this? She just wrote, but yet you're like, you love the fact that this author surprises you every time. So yes, of course, I'm a fan of hers as well.
I love this. I love these recommendations. I love the fact it's like outside of the genre, you know, that we get to see, like, you know, there's some twisties, some turners. And I think it just gives you, you know, like you said, it gives you ideas, you know, to how do you incorporate a love story, you know, in a mystery thriller or in a women's fiction, you know. So
yeah, it's almost like I relate it to kind of cross training. I tell, like, when you have athletes like mm-hmm. football players who also take ballet, mm-hmm. you know, that like, well, what does that have to do with it? Well, it actually makes, like, it works them and challenges them in a different way. Well, I feel that way about when I'm reading more books that are outside of the romance genre. Mm-hmm. I feel like it makes me a better romance writer. Yes. So I think romance writers, like, we love romance and I do too. And you just like binge all that, but you're just reading what you're used to and comfortable with. I feel like to become a better writer, which I hope every author, including myself, we always are striving to do it a little bit better. I think you have to step out of what you do every day to become better at it.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love this idea of cross training, cross reading.
Yeah. It is. It's cross training for authors. You know, throw it. Some Stephen King in there and that's totally going to help your romance.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Awesome. So tell us where you can find you online.
Gosh, me online. I have a website, which is a great place for people who just want to find out about my books and all the information about me. And it's just www.julieann.com. I'm on Instagram probably most of the time as author Julie Ann. I am on Facebook, but honestly, I'm so lost on Facebook anymore. There's so many groups and notifications. I do have a Jules Jonesy's group. I have a spoiler room in there. I do live videos. But as far as on a daily basis, I'm probably on Instagram. I dipped my toe into TikTok, and that's opposite of Instagram. It's actually Julie Ann Author. But it's kind of a confusing place for me, but I'll get there. So that's where I'm at. And honestly, I'm not at any of those places all that often.
You're writing. You're giving
us. I'm writing books. I've got kids. I've got things going on. I'm binge watching Netflix. It's my binge watching time of year. So.
Yes. I love this. Thank you, Jewel. Thank you, Jewel, for being at the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwrenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibroFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with a free LibreFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibreFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURREADNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchyourrenexblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.